You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where the brothers gonna be? I just wanted to see what she was gonna do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Happy, happy Tuesday. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. We want to thank you for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. How's it going?
It's going.
It's going.
Going great. No complaints. No complaints.
It's Tuesday. Probably.
And for many, it's Thursday.
Yes,
because
yes.
Tomorrow.
I keep forgetting about that.
You keep for you must not. Okay,
because
so you must
apply.
Not have any major plans.
No, it doesn't apply.
Now, are you cooking out?
Still got to work Friday. I haven't decided yet. As you know, I just got back to town last night, so still just trying to get my bearings. I'm probably more inclined to cook out than not, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to head to what is Las Vegas? Las Vegas is the city of sin, right? So
it's Sin City, yep.
Sin City.
Yeah.
What's New Orleans? What is New Orleans? What's their reputation or what's their mantra?
The smelliest spot in America.
Telly, I got to live there for a week, man. Don't be making the folks in NOLA upset, man. I'm on my way.
What is it? Is it the
I can't
the
remember
Crescent
the name.
City?
It's like this, that's one of them.
Yeah,
yes, Crescent City,
Crescent
absolutely.
City, yeah, I can't think of
that's
of
okay.
Saying, yeah.
It's okay. Look, our brains are still warming up, Telly. It is 7:03, and in some places in this country, it's 5 a.m., so it's okay.
Right. Right.
Man, we've got so much to talk about today. I don't even know where to start, but here's what we're going to queue up for today, because, again, I'm sure, Truth Nation, at times you feel the same way as I do, and it's just you can't make this up. You can't make the headlines up. Not sure if you've heard or not, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, the highest court in this country, has passed a new law, for lack of better words. They have made it so basically if you are president, from a legality standpoint, there's some things you don't have to worry about anymore. So we're going to get into that during the first hour of the show. Also, we have another episode. Telly, I know this is going to be a shocker for you, of MPS and the Restless.
For sure.
We have another episode. Where is Victor when you need him?
Oh,
where's Victor at?
Goodness. Look, the producers of this, they have no work to do. It's just, I don't even have to write a script. This is all playing out itself. And we can't even predict the next twist or twat or plot or plan or whatever, but it is something else. And by the way, the Big Easy, you know how I am. I can't just
the Big
go.
Easy. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm like I can't like I'm not that still sleep or whatever. But yes,
I am.
MPS is it's just when you think that man. All right, things are going to slow down now. Okay, they're not going to get this, or we know that errors have been made, and they haven't turned in their homework on time, and you know what I mean? Like, these are all the things that we know, but like you said, here's another twist to the story.
You know, for me, it's just, where are we as a society with leadership? Like, just basic, fundamental, law-abiding, compliance-driven, results-driven, success. Like, where are we at with leadership as a society? Because a lot of what is happening when you read these headlines and you think about who all was involved, and you're making 300,000, you're making six figures or more a year, and that's just base salary. That's not even factoring in the entire compensation package. And it's as if we become a society where no one is accountable. People are literally, what's the term? The lackluster. I don't even know if that's appropriate in this context, but just the lackluster attitude of, you know, I don't, and we're talking about
haphazard.
Yes. You know, we're talking about students, Telly. Like, to me, growing up in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s through the 90s, K through 12, I always felt protected. Yeah. Even as a little black girl in a predominantly white school, I always felt that the teachers I had genuinely wanted us to learn, and they had what they needed in order to teach us. And it's just every day, from the school districts all the way up to the Supreme Court, I'm like, where is leadership?
Yeah. And speaking directly about this MPS thing, eventually these adult mistakes are going to cost our kids. And when you start talking about the millions of dollars, we're not talking about thousands of dollars, we're talking millions of dollars that they are not going to be able to get, you have to think that's going to make an impact across the board. Because anytime you could get $40 million into your school district, I'm sure you could find ways to utilize it in the best way possible. So to know that you're not going to get that, and this is a quote from a spokesman from DPI, explained that the $42.6 million accounts for an error by the district that resulted in an overpayment. The state will recoup that amount and will also receive about another $40 million less to get state aid back to the correct payment amount for MPS. So you are making $82.6 million mistakes.
And what's even more frightening is that the current CFO, the acting CFO, Todd Gray, says the amount is still an estimate and could change.
Yeah.
So it could even be, you know, and I mean, when you make a statement like that, it means it could get worse.
Yes. Sounds like it'll get worse before it gets better. It's not like, oh, that's just an estimate. It could be less. No, when he said it, that's just an estimate. So this might be on the low end.
I mean, think about that.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot. And for a district that can't really afford these type of things to happen, I mean, it wasn't that MPS was flourishing before all of this. And you are asking, residents, Milwaukee residents, for tax increases, property tax increase, for a referendum that doesn't even poke into the problems that you have. I mean, because these 200 and so, okay, we got to get the books back right, 82.6 million. But then a referendum just passed for $252 million, but still required cuts to be made. So it just seems like this money thing is all over the place with MPS, and it didn't happen overnight. Did not happen overnight.
At all. At all. Did not happen overnight. And so, again, we're going to continue to provide as many updates as we can. But the most recent episode within the Milwaukee public school scandal is that the district said yesterday that the reporting errors will cost MPS $42.6 million next year. And that is how much less the district will receive in state aid from the Department of Public Instruction, also known as DPI. As we all know, DPI first revealed that MPS turned in incorrect data that would result in $35 to $50 million in overpayments in the spring. And as Telly had mentioned, this is just the tip of the iceberg. More to come. I'm just, you know, for me, Telly, when we report about the MPS scandal and the mess and the catastrophe that's occurring, I'm just looking forward to the day where somebody, anybody that is affiliated or that has a direct employment with MPS will say, here's our next action plan in terms of moving forward. Because the school season, it starts what, next month? We're probably a little over a month before school starts again?
If I'm not mistaken, I think this is across the board now. They have gone away from the early start. So I think they're going to start after Labor Day. But it, in essence, we're talking still, we got a month, month and a half to try and get this right for them to be ready for the upcoming school year. So, yes, basically month and a half, 2 months tops.
Well, when we come back, we're going to get into the most recent ruling from the Supreme Court, the highest court in this country, regarding the presidency. Some of you will be alarmed. Some of you will be like, you know what? It's Tuesday. Literally. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Again, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We thank you so much for tuning in. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch Telly and I live right now by simply just visiting YouTube and searching for 101.7 The Truth, and you're going to see the live video of Telly and I right now. Also, you want to make sure you subscribe so that you don't ever have to miss any episode. Any of your favorite Truth host, co-host, we're going to bring it to you anytime and anywhere you want to see it through your phone.
We also got to give that disclaimer that when you tune in to us, you get the raw versions. There is no makeup team. There's nothing this early. So other hosts may look a little more glamorous than us, but that's how we keep it real. And truth be told, you're going to get the raw version of us.
What you saying, Telly? I'm not ravishing at 6 a.m. in the morning. I don't have that special glow.
Hey,
no. It is definitely wrong.
There's some times where, you know, if you got a speaking engagement, you may clean up a little bit before the radio show. But on typical days, you're going to get exactly what you see right now.
And let's clarify that, Telly. That means if I have a speaking engagement right after the show, because DT speaks every day. Okay, just want to make sure. Don't think that just because I'm not, Denise ain't been working. No, that's only if I have it right after the show.
All good.
But yeah, so there's a lot going on that we've been talking about, and we're going to get into the Supreme Court ruling, which, again, I was not shocked at all. And I'll give you two words that are going to be part of our discussion when we talk about the Supreme Court. Two words: Trump and immunity. But in the meantime, that's all I got to say. You just think about that. And in all seriousness, and Telly, I know you had brought this to our attention, and I thought, what is going on? And this happened over the course of the weekend, and it has now been determined that a 43-year-old man has died outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel as of Sunday. And the cause of death, according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office, is homicide. Now, according to the Milwaukee Police, Devontae L. Mitchell entered the Hyatt and, I quote, caused a disturbance. And as he was being escorted out, police say he fought with the security guards and was detained by security until police arrived. Now, one of the witnesses that was at the hotel, the Hyatt downtown, and I quote, shared that when I walked up, I saw 3 to 4 security guards with their knees on his neck and back. The police arrived and they took over. They tried to revive him. Unfortunately, that didn't work. Now, one of the other witnesses said that I saw 3 security on top of him. It was reminiscent of the visual of George Floyd. And again, 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell died due to homicide outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel this past Sunday.
I truly find it so disturbing when death is the result of something that could be handled. A disturbance? How does a disturbance lead to death? There, how many disturbances are there reported in other communities where the result isn't someone dying? It's somebody getting a ticket. It's somebody being, ushered out. And you have to know, and to me, I don't know if we have to train officers differently now, because
These are security guards
or security guards or whatever, because when you're dealing with people that have mental health issues, it's reported that he had mental health issues, and there are ways that you can de-escalate a situation when you're dealing with someone who's having an episode. And so regardless of the disturbance, it shouldn't result in death, is my point. I find that, did we learn anything from the George Floyd murder? If someone is yelling and there's multiple people on top of you, why don't you listen? Because there is a possibility that you could restrict their airwaves. Again, there are 3 or 4 security guards on top of them. And then you heard one of them say, this is what happens when you go to the ladies' bathroom.
Really? You die? You get killed?
I get murdered? Because I go, man, come on. So,
well, his mother, Brenda Giles, stated, and I quote, he might have had a mental illness, but he was a good man. He did not deserve to be killed. Security killed my son. So again, once the officers arrived at the Hyatt Hotel downtown, Mitchell was unresponsive. And so despite the life-saving measures that apparently were taken once the police officers arrived, he was pronounced dead at the scene, Telly.
Wow. That's tragic. That is tragic. And someone has to be held accountable. It can't just be someone came in, caused a disturbance, went into the ladies' bathroom, and our security took care of it. That should not be the result. And let's just say the worst thing that happened, he left before the police got there. At least he'd still be alive. At least he'll still be alive. So
this goes back to the images of black men in this country. Because I'm looking at this picture of Devontae Mitchell, 43 years old, young, had a whole life ahead of him, 43 years young. And I'm looking at a picture of him, Telly, and for four security guards to feel as though they needed to basically detain him, four, with their knees on his neck and back. I'm still not understanding why to detain someone you need to put your knees. And again, this was four grown men. So you mean to tell me that your objective was to get him out of the hotel by four different security officers, placing him on the ground, putting their knees in his neck and his back? That, like, he, what else would you think would happen?
And
to me, that was attempted murder.
Yes. And it's not like he's the Incredible Hulk. I mean, one person is more powerful than four. It takes four people to subdue me or hold me down until cops come. And these are moves that allegedly were supposed to be banned. Knees in the neck, knees in the back. Thought those were banned moves, but.
Because they've resulted in death after death after death. And when you are, listen, I don't know who these security officers are, were. But Devontae Mitchell's sister said that, I don't know how they're saying it's not criminal using a weapon. So I hope justice be served for him. It can't bring him back, but we can get some justice. She also goes on to say that he shouldn't be dead right now. The security team, they definitely should be trained to deal with this type of situation. Mental illness is real. Now, Telly, that goes back to the training.
Yes.
Because, again, these aren't even law enforcement officers. These are security officers. And I'm trying to understand how they are trained to deal in these types of situations. Because, as Devontae's sister said, mental illness is real.
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't warrant death.
Yes. Yeah. I someone has to be accountable for this. Again, you just can't. Say you were doing your job, because I'm sure a part of your training and your job interview, no one said that you may have to possibly murder someone if they don't comply with what you're telling them, and you're a security guard. I mean, if he was that much of a disturbance or causing a disturbance, allegedly he was in the ladies' bathroom for a while. At that point, why don't you call police? You're not the police. Hey, I'm security at the Hyatt. We have a disturbance. We have a man in the ladies' bathroom. He's refusing to come out. Could you please come? It's a simple call.
If there's any security,
upon yourself.
Yes, if there's anyone who works in security, please call 833-212-1017. Because I'm trying to understand, what is the training when it comes to a security officer or security officers detaining or de-escalating a situation? Now, what's interesting is, as of today, the Milwaukee Police Department said they are not considering the case a criminal investigation because there was no sign of blunt force. I'm sorry, there's just a dead person. But because, and they're saying they're not considering the case to be criminal.
Okay. Well, let's just see when the autopsy come back and see what they say then. If there's no blunt force, or he just walked out to Hyatt and just passed away, huh? We'll see.
This is where we need, at this point, expert representation.
Yeah.
Ben Crump got an office in here in Milwaukee. I'm just saying, like,
I just saw him.
This is the part where that's your frat brother. When we come back from break, we're going to get more into this, as well as some other hot topics, including the Supreme Court justice ruling that provides immunity for presidents of the United States. We'll get more into that as well. Our truth talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Again, Devontae Mitchell, 43 years old, dead outside of a Hyatt hotel here in downtown Milwaukee. and the cause was homicide. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth. It's time for Truth Takes, a thought-provoking commentary on the new 101.7 The Truth. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by our brother Tory Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive, right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tory Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight, please, to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com. That's 1017truth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told, Truth Nation. We've been talking about the Milwaukee man that was, how can we put it? I'll just say it the way the headline says it. The man reportedly caused a disturbance inside the hotel before security personnel restrained him outside the entrance of the Hyatt downtown Milwaukee, the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And Devontae Mitchell was unresponsive when paramedics showed up. So he ended up dying from three to four security guards that were on top of him trying to restrain him. And there's video that you could go and check it out. But pretty much to say what we were saying before break, DT, it shouldn't have resulted in this. And we've been getting a lot of smoke on our YouTube message board. Millie Too Free said we were not allowed. Oh, excuse me. Let me go back to his first one. Millie Too Free says, I used to work for Allied downtown, third shift, patrolling the parking structures. And sometimes you approach aggressive homeless people, but we are not taught any physical training. We were not allowed to have any weapons, mace, pocket knives, or anything. Police had to be called for those situations. And Rachel also said, I feel these mall cops use this as an opportunity to be tough guys with excessive force. They should absolutely be held accountable. By the way, I think you both look fabulous this morning. Thank you, Rachel.
Well, thank you, Rachel. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, Appreciate you.
And on our talk and text line, which you can hit 833-212-1017, we always want to hear your thoughts on things. Aura Moore says, sad, but what if there were women or even children in the bathroom and something could be happening while you're waiting on the police to arrive? Yeah, that's a fair comment, I guess. But we're not saying that you just allow someone to do whatever until the police get there. You try to, again, de-escalate the situation. But as Millie Too Free said on our YouTube message board, you're not even trained to do anything physical. So you do what you're trained to do, which is try to resolve the situation, call the police, and hopefully they'll get in there before it gets out of hand.
Well, I'm just going to repeat what MT shared on our YouTube message boards. Those security guards deserve jail time.
Yeah.
Period. We're talking about a life. And going back to R. Moore's statement, which he did say, not saying that he deserved to die, but the question or the what if? But none of that would, again, warrant someone's death. Yeah. If I were a woman, do you know how many times? Matter of fact, now that I think about it, it just happened to me last week. a lot of these restrooms now are becoming unisex. You even have restrooms at Pfizer Forum. There are a number of public establishments that now have unisex restrooms. I bring that up to say, you know, in a situation where now when a man walks into a, even if it's a woman's restroom, and I know he was, Devontae Mitchell was having an episode where, you know, he was acting in disruptive behavior. And, you know, yes, I would be frightened. Now, there is this saying that you don't know how you're going to react until it actually happens. But I can honestly say that if a man walked into the women's restroom and he was demonstrating some very disturbing behavior, I would probably stay, depending on the magnitude of this person's behavior, I would stay in the stall and call the police. Or if I knew I could escape without, you know, provoking or triggering the behavior further. But by no means would I think, oh, yes, kill him. He must die. Shoot him. Shoot him, or, you know, he was murdered. The Milwaukee coroner's office has declared homicide as his death. And we have to do, because black men are already viewed as criminals, thugs. They're already viewed as animals, terrorists. That's the imaging that a lot of these security guards see. And don't, let's not discount, I'm not saying all, but there are a number of people who apply for certain roles where they can hide behind the uniform just so they can have an excuse to target a certain race and gender, i.e. black men. Sure.
Yeah.
I have no problem making $38,000 a year, because at the end of the day, I got a badge, I got a gun, and now I have the right to do what I need to do, whether it's kill or physically assault someone who doesn't look like me, who I feel is intimidating. 4 security officers. Really? 4? Not police officers, security officers. And this brother is now dead. 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell, dead. Now, the Hyatt has released a statement, and they're saying that they are cooperating with the Milwaukee Police Department as well as the entire investigation process. And their primary objective is to keep their guests safe.
DT, you know the problem with what you just said, which were all facts? People don't want to believe that's a fact. People, no, they're good guys. They want to serve their community. They want to do this. So you don't think there has not been one police officer that may have been picked on in high school and has had an opportunity to go and get revenge on everybody? So that's just something that is just so fictitious, and there's no one that is ever going to hide behind their badge or hide behind their true feelings or anything like that. Like, so,
or security. That's what, like, security.
Yes, yes.
And you know, this story really hits home to me, Telly. And I don't like to talk about it because it still gets me very emotional. But my son experienced the same type of situation where he was inside a local convenience store. I'm not going to say the name of the convenience store, but if y'all want to find out, just hit me up, DM me, and I'll tell you offline privately. But I will say this, the God that I serve works in mysterious ways, because this same convenience store, anywho, my son after work entered this convenience store and was just simply wanting to get a Coca-Cola, get a soda. And, you know, in certain convenience stores where as you're approaching the point of sale or the registers, there's, you know, you can reach into a freezer or refrigerator and grab, you know, some gum or some Coke or whatever type of soda you drink. And the security officer approached my son, showed him his weapon, and accused my son of stealing. Now, when we come back, I'm going to share the outcome of that story. But when my son called me very, very, and rightfully so, upset, I thought to myself, that could have been another George Floyd situation, Ahmaud Arbery. That could have easily been where another black man was dead because of not what he did, but what you thought he did based on how you've been conditioned to treat and view black men. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We come back again. I'm going to continue this story. There's another brother, another black man, 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell, according to the Milwaukee Coroner's Office, died due to homicide during an incident at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we had a major interview with U.S. Representative from South Carolina, Jim Clyburn, yesterday on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Be sure to go and listen to the entire interview by downloading the 1017 The Truth app and clicking on the Truth Interviews tab. It was a good one. Representative Clyburn shared his thoughts on President Biden's debate performance, Biden's infrastructure bill replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee, and what former President Donald Trump meant by black jobs. Again, listen to Sherwin's full interview with U.S. Rep. Jim Clyburn by downloading the Truth app and finding it in the Truth Interviews tab, Milwaukee Black Talk.
If you are just tuning in, we've been talking about another incident where a young black Milwaukee man has died. And according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office, his cause of death was homicide. Now, according to the Milwaukee Police, Devontae Mitchell entered the hotel and caused a disturbance. And as he was being escorted out, police say he fought with the security guards and was detained by security until the police arrived. Now, witnesses that were on the scene have said things such as, when I walked up, I saw 3 to 4 security guards with their knees on his neck and back. The police arrived. They took over. They tried to revive him. Unfortunately, that didn't work. There were other witnesses that said, I saw 3 security on top of him. It was reminiscent of the visual of George Floyd. Again, 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell, black man, who obviously, and according to his family members, had a mental illness. However, people with mental illnesses are not bad people. They are not criminals. They do not deserve to be murdered when they have an episode. We all know, and here's the thing, Telly, that I keep telling myself as well as others. We're very quick as a society, especially in our community, to treat mental illness like it's taboo. We just started now publicly being comfortable talking about therapy. Because remember, therapy? Nah, baby, pray on it. That's for white people. Black people don't get therapy. So we've just now become, as a community and as a race, comfortable with even talking about mental health. But what we also have to understand is that we all have, and I'm going to say this because it took a while. When my therapist first told me this, I was like, huh? As she broke it down, I was like, you're right. Every human being has a level of mental illness. Mm-hmm. Every human being. Yeah. It may not be to where you have a trigger, and once you have that trigger, you respond like Devontae Mitchell did, which, again, I want to be clear. Mental health is a very common part of a lot of people's lives, and everyone has a degree of it. It's how, you know, we manage it. The support system that we have, the level, the extent of the mental health illness. But we as a community, we got to get better in terms of understanding what that means, understanding the different variations of mental illness. And most importantly, security officers, police officers. And again, I don't know the extent of how police officers are trained in these situations, but this is not going to go away.
Yeah. And they're not trained at all. If you're talking about the security, they're not trained to do anything physical. And I just also hate the fact when people try to hide, not only behind their badge or behind the statement of, well, I felt like my life was in danger or my life was threatened. This is a 43-year-old man that had no weapons on him or anything. And you mean to tell me it takes 3 to 4 people to subdued him or whatever. But DT, you got to finish the story about your son, because sure a lot of people are interested in and how that ended up. But if it's too much, don't.
No, I mean, I'm at a point now where I can talk about it. Okay. Now, when it first happened, you know, and y'all know me well enough to know that I'm not the one. I don't care. You know, Denise, she's very passionate. She's very aggressive. She's very loud. That's who I am. I'm not out here shooting anybody. I'm not out here robbing anybody. And I'm definitely someone who's very passionate about my community and obviously my family. And I have raised both my daughter and my son as a single black mom. And single black moms out there, you know that you can relate. Mama Hughes could relate. May she rest in heaven. You do the best you can with what you got. You do the best you can with what you got. And the last thing you want to do as a single black mom of a young man who looks just like George Floyd. And this took place around that time. So my son was trying to purchase a carbonated beverage. I'm trying to be proper, y'all. A carbonated, so I don't avoid saying people's or companies' names. A carbonated beverage, and a security officer approached my son, made sure that his weapon was displayed. You know, he had his hand on his hip, and he asked my son to open up his coat and reveal the beverage that he stole. Now, see, and this is why you got to talk to your black boys and your black girls. Because Darren knew, I'm not putting my hand up, because as soon as I reach, then the security officer is going to say, oh, he was reaching for a gun. And so he managed to be able to de-escalate the situation. But he was obviously, he was very upset. He was very emotional, because he knew he was being racially profiled. And my son also knew that in the blink of an eye, if he would have made just one move that would have been interpreted wrong by the security officer, not a police officer, my son could have been murdered. He could have died. So fast forward, long story short, Telly, you've worked with me long enough to know, what do you think I did? Why you laugh?
Because I don't even know where to start. But I'm sure it started with you going down there, or calling the police, which one happened first? Did you go there?
You had the first one right. Call.
I figured.
I could be put on hold. And so this is what I did.
I figured you went.
My fellow single black mamas, I went in my closet and I got the sharpest cashmere coat that I've ever owned in my life. I made sure that I looked like the boss that I am when I walked into that convenience store, and I asked to speak to the general manager. And on my phone, I had went to the company's website, and I had strategically ready on my phone displayed their company policy on how they treat their customers. And then I asked to speak to the manager of security. He wasn't there. He called me. And what's crazy, Telly, is that he was a brother, and the security officer that approached my son was Hispanic.
Wow.
And so I basically said, now, I'm not in any position to tell you how to run your security team. Yeah. But I am going to tell you that you are dealing with an educated black woman who is a community advocate, community leader. And this is before, you know, Telly, you and I were on the radio. And I was like, so choose wisely. Because I don't have as much to lose. So choose wisely. Needless to say, the security officer was terminated. He did call me and apologize. But he tried to say, do you want to meet for coffee?
Yeah, sure.
You could have killed my son.
Yeah, I never even wanted to meet you to jump from the beginning. Now we want to be friends? Was he trying to hit on you, DT?
You know what? You almost triggered me to say something. Now, see, I've been doing good. I ain't never dropped no cuss word on this show now, Telly. And so, and I will say this without saying the name of the convenience store. I'm sure y'all probably can guess. That location is no longer open. That location closed. Now, totally non-related incident, but they closed. But my point is this. We have too many brothers that are still in 2024 being killed, murdered by officers, whether they're police officers, whether they're security officers. And you can, and black men have some of the highest diagnosis of mental illness. valid reasons why, too. And yes, you have to keep the peace. You can't allow people to just come into a public establishment and have disruptive behavior. But Telly, I'll say this and then I'll be quiet. Do you know how many times at the airport I've seen white people, especially white men, snap at the gate attendant, the ticketing agent?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you talk about this, I'm talking about snapping, going off. And every time I've witnessed it, Telly, I have yet to see any security officer or police officer approach these white men who shacked a fool. I'd never see that.
Yeah.
Not once. And I traveled 95% of the year.
And I said, trying to be politically correct to say that we don't see that in other communities. We know there are so many things that other people can get away with that we can't get away with. The way that they talk to cops or the way that they talk to security or anything, TSA, that's what I'm saying. I mean, going back to my original comment of why is it that we have to be de-escalated by three or four people, but it's just a matter of, hey, calm down, sir, if you're white. If you're white, it's calm down. Let's do this. All the measures that they are trained to take to de-escalate the situation is taken. But when it's a black man, we need three or four people because we're stronger than three or four other men. Like, come on, man.
Again, we are viewed, black men especially, as animals. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We hear you. We see you coming in on the Truth Talking text line. We're going to take your calls as well as read some of these very thought-provoking text messages. Our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. You are listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.